Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Community Corner on KKWC Radio. Well, this next week is a very special time for our friends at St. Thomas Aquinas Elementary School, Webster City. They're located on just off Des Moines Street. With me is Teresa Schleisman, principal for St. Thomas Aquinas. And Teresa, very good day to you.
Yeah, good day to you. Thanks, Pat.
Absolutely. So we got a big week going on.
Yeah, we do. We got our annual Catholic Schools Week coming up. Starting Saturday, because we have a kickoff here with our chili and soup supper right after our 5 o'clock Mass.
Mm-hmm. And there'll be some special activities going on all next week at St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yeah, in addition to our soup supper, which again is kind of just it's free for our parishioners and for our families who come to either the soup supper, or some of them will attend Mass too. We have some kids that are serving Mass, you know, with some readings and greeters and offertory and stuff of that nature. So it's kind of, you know, kid-oriented. And it's a kind of a chance to celebrate our whole parish for what they do, whether it's prayers or volunteers or doing something with the school all year long, really. So we're happy to use a kickoff to celebrate our whole our parish family. And then on actually on Sunday, there's a youth Mass, which is already ironically scheduled, where they have a lot of kids from Faith Formation who will be serving Mass on Sunday too. And then Monday is our annual cookie delivery in our community, and we have volunteers who make cookies over the weekend and box them up, and then we deliver them to a lot of our sponsors. A lot of our sponsors for our ball that are in our community here, and some businesses obviously too that support us all the way throughout the year. And then on Tuesday, we have our annual Spelling Bee, and the Knights of Columbus will host that for our 4th through 6th graders. We also have each day is a dress-up day. So I should have said Monday is wear your neon, and Tuesday is it's a hat day. This year, for Wednesday, we actually don't have school. It's a professional development for our teachers, so we don't have students that day. So I guess they have a day off, which is very nice. But because we usually have Mass on Wednesday and there's no school, our Mass will be on Thursday next week. So we start off with an 8:30 Mass, and our third graders will be serving Mass that day. And then we're going to, which we haven't been able to do for quite a few years, is walk to our local movie theater and watch a movie. And we are asking kids to wear Mass shirts that day because we have Mass in the morning and then a movie in the afternoon. And then Friday is kind of our fancy Friday, so they'll dress up kind of, you know, like what they would dress up in church clothes or whatever, and we have a special lunch for them. It's like a potato bar that day, which we don't typically ever have, and the cafeteria will be all decked out, kind of fancy. And at 12:30, we will have, originally it was 2:30, but now our rosary, our all-school rosary is going to be at 12:30 that day. And then we have a special assembly at the end of the day to recognize some kids. And I think we'll have a little teacher skit for the kids, too, that the teachers will perform.
Teresa, how many people, how many students are attending St. Thomas Aquinas School?
Yeah, so we have preschool for 3 and 4, and then obviously K through 6, and I think we're up to 115, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And there's a whole lot of activities going on St. Thomas Aquinas for these kids each day, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're usually pretty booked.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
And we just talked a little bit ago about a very big event coming this spring to St. Thomas Aquinas School there. Teresa, that is the annual Friends of St. Thomas Aquinas Ball, which is coming up in early May this year.
Yeah, it's going to be actually May 2nd, Saturday,
right.
May 2nd.
Mm-hmm. Do they have a theme yet for that?
I think they're probably going to use the same theme that we have for the school this year.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily for Catholic Schools Week. That theme is United in Faith and Community, but ours is
Don't worry. Yeah. Again, talking with Teresa Schleisman, principal for St. Thomas Aquinas Webster City, as we're celebrating Catholic Schools Week this next week. And I presume you have your information in front of you there, Teresa, as she's searching it out right now. And it's always a very special time with the boys and girls there at St. Thomas Aquinas. That's all right.
Yeah.
So we have your information in front of you?
Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Yeah. Our theme this year is Hope Anchored in Christ. So I believe the Ball Committee has chosen that to be their theme as well.
Very good. Of course, we had the big night of entertainment. There'll be music. There'll be plenty of food. And, of course, one of the highlights is the annual raffle drawing there at St. Thomas Aquinas School. Big drawing coming up that same night, too.
Absolutely. They always do such a great job. So it's, spearheaded by a lot of our parents and parishioners, too, who just volunteer a lot of time and...
Just a good time had by all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, we have an auction, too, a lot of artwork and so much more by the students. They'll be putting that to good use very soon. So tickets will go on sale soon, I believe, there, Teresa, for the Friends Ball. That'll be coming up soon.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly when, Pat. I just know that's, I think, Mrs. Heidi Tesdell is kind of helping facilitate the beginning of all that. So absolutely.
We'll look forward to that. But anyway, some big days coming up next week with the observance of Catholic Schools Week. Again, the Mass is scheduled for Saturday evening starting at 5 o'clock, followed by the soup luncheon or dinner that will be held in the parish center. And that will be 4 days of activities coming up next week with the exception of Wednesday, because there will be no school at St. Thomas Aquinas because of professional development. So
One thing that covers all the week, I guess I don't have that a separate day for this, Pat, but it's also another thing that we do is we ask for food donations from our families, and then we deliver that to either a shelter nearby or a food pantry that we go to.
And that's going on next week, too?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to start collecting actually this week. And so we'll collect for about a week, and then we'll deliver them next Friday.
Sounds fantastic. So, again, great time waiting for the students and families of St. Thomas Aquinas School as we celebrate Catholic Schools Week this next week. Teresa Schleisman, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks so much, Pat. I appreciate it.